Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
We don't need another predator loan in Oklahoma. House Bill 1913 creates a new way for predator lenders to take advantage of seniors and vulnerable Oklahomans. AARP Oklahoma supports financial security and independence for all as we age. But House Bill 1913 will just create another debt trap with a new loan with an outrageous annual interest rate of 204%. Help stop the debt trap. Tell your senator to vote no on House Bill 1913. For more information, visit aarp.org/ok.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open substantially higher, supported by follow-through buying and new cash premiums. Hog futures should also benefit today from yesterday's bullish momentum. Now, the cattle buyers aggressively chased ready steers and heifers yesterday like they were on the endangered species list. Live spending reached as high as $138 in our part of the country. Trade volume was quite active in most areas, and we suspect that most business is done now for the week. Whatever remains on show lists probably picked around $140 in the South. Live and feeder futures seem staged to open solidly higher, supported by residual buying interest and new feedlot premiums. Now expect the cash hog trade to resume today with bids steady to a dollar lower. The cost of live inventory expanding this week at a faster rate than the carcass value. Pork processing margins have certainly narrowed. The hog futures should open with a firm undertone, helped by follow-through buying and spillover psychology from the runaway cattle complex. The winter wheat futures closed higher yesterday at a one-week high as forecasts have freezes as far south as northern Texas during the weekend, which could hurt the headed wheat. Corn and soybeans also got support from cold, wet forecasts for the Midwest. Rain and snow are possible this weekend in parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. Traders are exiting May contracts ahead of first notice day today. A Reuters poll expects 0 to 600 corn deliveries, mostly 2 to 500 soybeans, but a few higher estimates, and 3 to 800 wheat and 2 to 600 Kansas City hard red winter wheat. Now, speaking of wheat, the winter wheat markets had solid gains yesterday, led by hard red winter as the forecast put freezing weather in the plains. The National Weather Service says the cold on Sunday and Monday could threaten the headed wheat. Also, the 6 to 10 day outlook favors below normal temperatures for that region. Corn futures closed 2.5 to 3 cents higher yesterday to finish under key moving averages. May and July briefly topped the 20 to 200 day averages, but could not stay there. We'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle was up $3 at $121.52. The August up $3 at $117.77. May feeder cattle up $4.50, $146.57. The August up $4.50, $150.35. May hogs up $2.22 at $66.90. The June was up $2.07 at $72.82. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the May was up 8.5, $4.20 3/4. July was up 8.5 at $4.33 3/4. May wheat Chicago up 5 3/4 at $4.13.5. And July was up 4 3/4 at $4.31 1/4. May corn up 3 cents, $3.62. The July was up 2.5, $3.69 1/4. May soy was unchanged, $9.45 3/4. July was up 3/4 at $9.57 1/4. May cotton down 9 points, $79.23. July down 23, $77.73. June crude oil up 59, $49.56. July's up 59 at $49.90. June natural gas down two, unchanged now at $3.23. July unchanged, $3.31 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.